Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These are 12 of the best Canadian stocks right now in 2024. They make up a big part of the market and combined earn more than $113 billion each year. In this video, we're covering all of them, from the smallest to the biggest money makers, to save the best until the end, starting with number 12, TC Energy. TC Energy, which trades under stock ticker TRP, has a $38 billion market cap. Right now, it trades at $36 per share in between its 52-week high and low. The company is owned by two super investors who each have small positions. TC Energy operates oil and gas pipelines, natural gas storage, and it's involved in electric generation as well. The company's profits may have taken a hit in more recent years, but they're still trading below their median in the last 10. Their share price has also been trending down since the middle of 2012. That's why with a GF value of nearly $50 per share, TC Energy may be as much as 30% undervalued. We're looking at Canada's top earners. Most of these businesses are deeply entrenched, well-established, and have moats. With the huge amount of money they're bringing in, they may be interesting companies to look at. Plus, there are some themes in our list that are going to stand out to you and may surprise you. Keep in mind, though, the video isn't financial advice. It's not a buy or sell recommendation of any security. Use common sense and do what's right for you. Now, let's keep looking at our list. Next, at number 11, we have Bank of Montreal, better known by its ticker symbol BMO. This is a $68 billion bank that trades $6 below its 52-week highs. Today, BMO isn't owned by any super investors. With big operations in both Canada and the United States, BMO has been a very predictable business that's done well throughout its history. The company looks like it's right around its fair value on a number of these different valuations. Keep in mind that most banks are valued on the basis of their earnings, not their cash flows. Even with the strong rebound from its market lows in 2020, it looks like the company may be as much as 12% undervalued with a $104 current fair value. Now we're breaking the top 10 with Canadian National Railway, stock ticker CNI. Canadian National is an $83 billion company that trades just $4 below its 52-week highs. This is a heavily owned company by super investors. There are five in the company currently, with huge positions from Bill Gates, Chris Hone, and John Armitage. Gates in particular has owned this business for a long, long time, going back before the global financial crisis. Canadian National is also a very predictable business, and it's done very well for shareholders. It's delivered more than 100-bagger returns since the mid-1990s. However, today, it looks like the company's out ahead of most of these standard valuation methods. Still, when we take into account their predictability and estimates for the future, it looks like Canadian National might be around fairly valued, with a $137 current fair value. That's $10 above their current stock price, but right around this range. Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce comes in at the number 9 slot on our list. It trades under stock ticker CM in the United States, and it's worth $45.5 billion. Today, the company trades just $3 below its 52-week high. This business isn't owned by any super investors, but it's been pretty predictable in the past, although its long-term returns haven't necessarily been stellar for shareholders. That could potentially set up a nice future for this business, as it looks possibly undervalued on a number of these different metrics. Still, because the company hasn't performed in its past, that's not necessarily to get your hopes up. Right now, a GF value comes in at $51 for the company, which is $4 above its current stock price, but right around its fair value. At number 8, we have Enbridge, trading under the stock ticker ENB. They're an $81 billion market cap company. Right now, they're only trading $2 above their 52-week lows. Enbridge is owned by two super investors with small positions from Toray Funds and Lee Ainsley. Throughout its history, Enbridge has been a long-term compounder. It really increased in value from the early 80s up until the late 2000s. However, for the last decade or so, their stock has actually been down by about 30%. Enbridge is a midstream pipeline company that's also Canada's largest natural gas distributor. The company also operates a regulated natural gas utility and has a small renewables portfolio. Today, it looks like Enbridge is slightly out ahead of most of these common valuations. And like the last few companies on our list, right now Enbridge trades pretty close to its GF value, which comes in at $35 per share. On our list at number 7, we have Fairfax Financial. It trades under ticker symbol FFH on the Toronto Stock Exchange or over-the-counter in the United States. It's a $26.5 billion insurance company that's managed by Prem Watsa, who's been called the Canadian Warren Buffett. Today, Fairfax trades $100 below its 52-week highs. That's still up more than $300 from its 52-week lows. Fairfax's over-the-counter shares are owned by one super investor, and that's Mason Hawkins from Longleaf Partners. Fairfax has had a subdued history at times, but from its lows, which it hit in 2003, the company is up more than 20 times in the past 20 years. The accounting for this business has some quirks because it's an insurance and investment holding business. That's why some of these valuations are coming in so high. In the last 5 years, Fairfax's stock has been on an absolute tear. They've more than quadrupled over this time. Still, even as the company looked like it was undervalued and now it's getting even more valuable, its value hasn't quite kept up with that share price appreciation. Their GF value comes in at $710 today, which is down $300 from their current stock price. Keep in mind, because of the accounting, it may not reflect the actual reality for the business, so this might be one to dig deeper on. Now we're just about to hit the top 5 Canadian stocks, but before we get there, in the 6th spot, we have the Bank of Nova Scotia, or Scotia Bank, which trades under ticker symbol BNS. Today, it's a $60 billion bank that trades just $4 below its 52-week high. Bank of Nova Scotia is only owned by one super investor, and wouldn't you know, it's Prem Watsa from Fairfax. This is a holding he's had for a while, and since then, he's only added very slightly in the third quarter of 2022. Its stock price from 2018 until today is around flat, but it is the price Prem Watsa has been adding at. Compared to the other banks we've looked at, Bank of Nova Scotia looks even better on these valuation metrics, coming in below nearly all of them, besides on a tangible asset basis. This is why today a GF value comes in at $57 per share, implying around an 18% upside. Now at number 5, we have Canadian Natural Resources, stock ticker CNQ. It's an $87.5 billion business, trading $5 below its 52-week highs. Canadian Natural Resources is owned by just one super investor, but it makes up a big 9.1% of the Yacktman Asset Management portfolio. This investment has worked out very well. It's more than doubled from the initial buy of the business back in the first quarter of 2021. In fact, today it's Yacktman Asset Management's biggest investment. The company is an oil and natural gas business that operates in Canada's oil sands and also in the midstream and refining businesses. After its recent run-up, the company looks out ahead of where it's traded on a historical basis and its Graham number, but it looks like they're coming in below their free cash flows. Earnings don't give a realistic picture for midstream businesses, so that's why the Peter Lynch value looks off here. The company's rebounded very strongly from its lows in 2020. Today, a GF value still only comes in at $60 per share, meaning the business may be out ahead of itself. Still, there can be swings in oil and natural gas, and so this might be another one you'd want to look at deeper as well. Suncor Energy, stock ticker SU, is next on our list in the number 4 spot. Right now, it has a $49 billion market cap, and it trades $2 below its 52-week highs. Currently, Suncor isn't owned by any super investors, at least through their U.S. traded shares. This integrated energy company has an interesting history. From the early 90s until the mid-2000s, it was an absolute stock superstar. Since then, its shares were cut by more than half, and it's been back and forth around the same price levels for the last 2 decades. Still, it looks like Suncor is trading below its Graham number and where it has traded historically. But it's not like the business looks dirt cheap. It's still out ahead of its tangible asset value. This is partly why a GF value comes in at $36 per share, saying the business is around fairly valued. Now, what do we have at number 3? It's TD, or Toronto Dominion Bank. The $102 billion bank is trading just $1.50 above its 52-week lows. Its stock price was crushed from its all-time highs back in 2020 after regulators blocked their acquisition of First Horizon. While there were a couple super investors with small positions in the company around that time of that failed merger, today none of them own the business. Throughout its history, though, Toronto Dominion Bank has been a very reliable business. Its valuations are generally looking pretty good here. It doesn't look like it's screamingly undervalued. It doesn't look like it's quite a screaming opportunity. Still, you don't want to value the bank based on its cash flows, as most banks are ultimately valued on their earnings. TD is a stock I've covered in the past couple of years, and you can see a full analysis of the company on the channel. After that busted merger, right now it looks like a GF value comes in at $76 per share. That's as much as 26% above TD's current stock price. At number two, it's our final bank of the day, and this is the Royal Bank of Canada, stock ticker RY. It's one of the bigger banks we've covered with a $142 billion market cap that trades $5 below its 52-week highs. In its history, the business has only been briefly owned by Lee Ainslie back in 2021. Today, no super investors are in the company. Royal Bank of Canada has also been a very reliable business throughout its history. While not getting the top results, it's been pretty steady. This reliability has been rewarded, and today, based on most of these measures of valuations, it looks like the company's around its fair value. A GF value comes in at $107 per share. That's $10 above their stock price, so they're just teetering on the edge of slightly being.
What do you think is going to be Canada's biggest moneymaker?
In our number one spot, drumroll please, we have the private equity company Brookfield Corp. Brookfield split its business into both BN and BMA for its Brookfield Asset Management Company. Still today, BN is a $59 billion company that trades $3 below its 52-week highs. Brookfield is owned by five super investors, including a massive 20% position from Josh Tarasoff. It's also a meaningful position from Chuck Ockrey and Thomas Gaynor. And wouldn't you know it, Prem Watsa also has a small holding in the company. Brookfield's a private equity firm that has three major businesses: asset management, insurance, and its operating companies. Because of the accounting that has to lump together all their holdings, their asset management, and their insurance, things might look out of whack here. Still, compared to what the company can reasonably generate in cash and what it's traded for in the past, Brookfield looks today to be around fairly valued. Investors don't have to be worried that issues with real estate may bring down this company. Much of its debt is structured as non-recourse to the parent company, and that's why a GF value comes in at around $35 per share. That's only $5 below Brookfield's stock price today. The accounting here isn't the most intuitive, and that's why things look like they may fall off a cliff. However, that's probably not the reality for the business. Let me know if you'd want to see a future video on any of these businesses. The amount of banks and energy companies on this list were a major surprise. If you want to learn about more opportunities in the stock market, watch the next video and sign up for our investing tools to make requests, track more than 45 stocks, and get exclusive bonus coverage.